This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Was an entertaining game last night.
It was one of the best.
You can't deny that. It was the best it was the worst of times.
It was one of the most entertaining losses I've ever seen. Gotta tell you.
We should power rank those. We don't really remember the baseball. Like, they don't... When at least for me, I can't speak as only the second or third top Guardians fan here in this room.
Boy, that really bothered you.
I can't speak. No, I don't even think.
It would have helped if he'd listened to the beginning of it.
The funny thing is.
Just jumping in at the end.
The funny thing is, I don't even think I was disagreeing with Owen about that. But when in baseball, like when they lose a game, I'm on to the next one. I am not, they're not shaking me to the core.
Yeah, they give you 161 other ones.
Yeah, but now when there's 17 left, there's not that many left. So now you're in the nitty gritty. There's 25 games left, right? Yeah.
There's 25 games left.
How many games do we have left?
25.
I did the math. Well, I was off by 7. 8.
Missed the whole weekend.
Well, I was like, if it's 17, they got less than zero shot, right? It just...
How did we do the math yesterday? There was 18. There's 25 games left.
Yeah.
Oh, they're definitely not there.
68 and 69
is what? 37. Oh, man, I did the math wrong. I totally added too many when I added it up.
Well, I just wanted to make sure, because I'm like, why are we even talking? We should be... doing their obituary.
Well, there's only 25 games. I mean, if there's still 25 games left and they're 4 games out, not dead. Not good. Not dead. Still alive. Somewhat. But you can't deny that there's major concerns. When the season does end, you better believe there's major concerns with the ball club. Because I don't feel good about any... The only piece I feel really, truly good about is Jose Ramirez. But again, Jose Ramirez is going to be 33 this month. So if he's going to be 33 this month, like how many more years do you have to help him? Because he's your best player.
Kenny, we'll get into bare knuckle brawls on this team from time to time. And I think every team...
Well, that was as nasty as it gets right there.
Well, if you're emotionally attached to stuff with these teams, like the Browns, it's easy. It's just they play so few games. So that's obvious. The Cavs come playoff time. And then wondering about their playoff situation again. And we have some audio that I thought was very interesting where somebody, it sounded like a backhanded compliment, to be honest, when it came to the Cavs.
I thought it was.
With this team, do you get a sense that, you know, we normally have reasons for optimism every year. And this year, me and you both, we gave them the benefit of the doubt. And now I don't think we're going to do that again next year, going into next year.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to speak for you on this, but like,
well, listen.
I don't think I'm going to give them the benefit of the doubt. But just real quick, doesn't it feel like there's going to be something that happens this offseason? And I don't know. The category of something happening could involve...
What's that something, yeah?
Well, I don't think they're going to fire the manager or anything
based on
this year, which has just been... It's just been a horrible year in so many ways. So many ways outside of one stretch of baseball. Okay? I don't know if it's going to be like the front office will have some kind of declaration about where they are. They call up more young guys, right? Bazana at some point, we're going to see them. DeLauder, but like, just feels like that's not going to be enough. The fan base, even if you gave them the benefit of the doubt going into this season, the fan base going into next year that's gone. That is absolutely gone. Now we have questions about the manager, and the payroll is most likely going to be where it is again. So what is the front office going to do, or what is ownership going to do any kind of feelings about this team going into next year?
But all those moves would not be moves that I could, as frustrating as it is. And, you know, I know we got into about Junior Caminero and all that other stuff. Leave that aside. I don't think now is the time, as frustrating as it could be, now's not the time for crazy declarations in the offseason. I don't think that this is pound the table upsetting. It's one, I think they're probably going to finish somewhere around 500 or under 500, but it's not anything to go crazy about and start saying sweeping things and making any sweeping changes. See, that's the weird thing about the Guardians here, is that, you know, when it comes down, when I calm down for a second and get out of the argument and look at them for what they are, they're a respectful team that I think demands it. And I think because of how well they've done being a responsible franchise, I think they deserve and demand my respect. So I don't want to go crazy and say how bad this is. And, you know, some people during the 10-game losing streak.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce canned flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Saying that they were trying to lose and all the other stuff. I don't believe that at all. I don't believe that at all. I don't think anything nefarious of the Guardians. All right? They're a team that does the best they can with what they have, which is something that we don't want to ever say in pro sports. So that becomes the same argument we do every single time. I'm just pointing out right now that with this club as they are, until this thing gets figured out financially with Major League Baseball here, you're in a major holding pattern. And I tell you what, I don't know if there can be anything that's really said, because remember, you're going into a possible work stoppage after next year. So am I supposed to make some great big crazy declaration, go into next year, maybe finish around the same record, and then go into an off season like that? No. I really think as much as we are frustrated over this, and you can tell it's boiling over, they did not meet the expectations of the season. No matter if you feel that they got lucky last year or overachieved last year, they did not meet those expectations. But now is not the time to go out there and puff out your chest if you're Paul Dolan and the Guardians and say, it's going to be this way, that way, this way, demanding excellence and all that stuff. Because you got things that are supposedly supposed to be, even though you're an owner in baseball, but you're only 1/30th of it, out of your control when it comes to the television deal, the labor negotiations, whether or not there's going to be a cap and a floor, all that other stuff. Some of that's in your control. A lot of it's not. You're a voting member of it. You can't declare anything. So as of right now, if you're the Guardians, you finish the season as best you can. Maybe you make the postseason. Maybe you don't make the postseason. And after that, you go quiet. Do they have a Winterfest this year?
Watch,
or are we doing the? Are we still in the sabbatical here?
I was just going to bring up that this has the makings of one of the most apathetic off-seasons that I can remember
with
this team.
Then I don't know how they're going to do the Winterfest or anything like that. I would have a Winterfest and just try to put our best foot forward and go, hey, and when they ask
meet
you
the
questions,
kids. Meet the kids.
When they ask you questions, you answer them as best you can. You don't need to be nasty about it. You answer them as best you can. You sign the autographs. You take the pictures. You do the pitch, the quick pitch thing. You do the cotton candy and the hot dogs at the convention center when it's 10 degrees outside, and you hopefully get to the next season, and that's the way it goes. That's where I think they're at right now. And I'm sure that I'll be at this point next year, maybe demanding more, maybe being upset, but I'll have bigger things on the plate that I have to worry about. And one of the big things that I have to worry about is that labor stoppage, because then we're going to get to March of 2027, and there might not be any baseball there.
Yeah, I mean, that's just an added thing that will get fans to be even more apathetic. Like, now you're telling me there's a work stoppage coming, so what, are you going to shrink payroll? Is that even possible? You're going to go backwards after what happened this year? And this is the first time, I know we got to go, this is the first time in a while, really since the Maniac years, that I have heard fans talk the way they are talking about this front office, where almost like the shine is off, right? And the Junior Caminero thing couldn't happen at a worse time. Because as much as I wanted to argue about it last segment, and we argued, like, I think a lot of people are on your buddy side of things saying, They missed out on this. 40 home runs.
You brought it up, and I was more than ready to go, you know, them's the breaks. And then they go, well, you know, Kenny. And I swear to God, hand to God here. Okay. I know YouTube's on right now. They go, Kenny, that's your job. They pour so much of their resources into player development. That's what they did. And if they would have traded him for somebody on the stretch run of a World Series quality team, okay, then you can't make that argument. But they're going, Kenny, you traded him for a guy that never even pitched for you. It was a minor leaguer. And I go, damn it, that's a hell of a point. Like, that's a miss. That's a big, big, big miss if he ends up being a big player. Now, I could try to make as many excuses as I want to and say, well, then you got to pay the guy. Then what's the point of any of this? But I think if you're talking about any sweeping changes or any sweeping declarations, this will not be the winner to do that. No. Because you got way more things coming up that are going to be very difficult to navigate, and that don't even have something to do with your baseball team, because it's Major League Baseball, but they have nothing to do with the day-to-day general fan interest of the team. It's going to be big. It's going to be something that's probably going to be tough. It's going to take a long time, and I don't think there should be any. Steven Vogt should be safe. The front office should be safe. Everybody should be safe. Until we get this labor thing figured out, until we get this television thing pounded out, once you get that out, then yeah, maybe I'll change my tune on all this stuff. But until then, hey, you're 68, 69. It's nothing. It's bad. It's not as good as what we wanted to be. It's not as bad as what it could be. So we just kind of got to deal with this until the ocean can get settled out here.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.